The game of life. In a world filled with wonders and mysteries, we find a game called life. And in this game, the key to becoming a truly skilled player was appreciation. Just take a moment to imagine the beauty of the nighttime sky, the vastness of the ocean with its unknown creatures, the love you feel for your fellow adventurers, the enchantment of a forest, and the daily miracle of the sun rising to sustain life on Earth. The list of things to appreciate seemed endless. When appreciation filled your heart, a natural sense of joy and happiness emerged. Love and gratitude danced hand in hand, intertwining their emotional melodies. When you felt either of them, you knew you were truly alive and in a state of well-being. In this grand adventure, the only scoreboard that truly mattered was the level of happiness and satisfaction you experienced each day. Just like when you go to a movie or a concert, you don't seek to feel bad. A vacation is not meant for unhappiness, and a sporting event isn't meant to make you miserable or worried. Similarly, in the game of life, you enter with the intention to enjoy yourself and be in joy. Now let's explore one of the fundamental rules of this game. You see, you have remarkable freedom to choose how you want to play. However, there is one dominant rule: like attracts like. We've mentioned it already. This principle is known as the law of attraction, rooted in Sir Isaac Newton's third law of motion. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Our thoughts, being electrical impulses carrying specific energy signatures, hold immense power. Dr. Emoto's captivating experiments with water revealed that loving thoughts created beautiful patterns, while angry thoughts wielded none or chaos. So when you emit positive and happy thoughts, you attract circumstances and experiences that align with them. Send out love and kindness, and they will return to you in kindness. This principle governs all of creation. Here's a curious fact. You cannot find happiness until you learn to be happy. Your state of mind creates a feedback loop, drawing more of the same energy toward you. The law of attraction is a secret behind how you shape your reality. By guiding your thoughts and emotions toward the desired direction, the entire universe conspires to support you, echoing back whatever matches your energetic vibration. As Paul McCartney once sang in the Beatles song, The End, "And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make." Have you ever noticed how your thoughts can impact everyone around you? When a positive, happy person enters a room, the energy level of the entire space rises. Conversely, an angry and ill-tempered individual can cast a shadow upon everyone present. Positive and enthusiastic vibes have a way of becoming self-fulfilling prophecies, echoing back to shape your reality. As you radiate vibrations of appreciation for people, places, and things, you magnetize similar circumstances into your life. On the other hand, if you emit fearful or angry thoughts, you will attract more situations that fuel those emotions. This is why the phrase, "the better it gets, the better it gets," and "the worse it gets, the worse it gets," rings true so often. Once you accept this truth, you realize that the key lies in feeling the way you want to feel, regardless of the current appearance of your reality. The most important lesson you can learn is to detach from present appearances and past experiences, taking charge of your thoughts and focusing on where you want to go rather than where you don't want to be. This concept isn't new. Centuries ago, the book of Proverbs in the Bible declared, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And we have mentioned "As a Man Thinketh," the literary essay and book by James Allen. It was described by Allen as dealing with the power of thought. Here's the opening statement from Allen's book. "Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind, and evermore he takes the tool of thought, and shaping what he wills, brings forth 1,000 joys, 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret, and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass." In a world filled with complexities and challenges, there was a simple truth. If you wanted to be happy, you had to embrace happiness. It may sound too easy, almost dismissive. But the power of fun and joy was the ultimate key to unlocking a fulfilling life. When life weighed you down and left you feeling overwhelmed, it was crucial to take a break. Escape into the realm of movies or nature's embrace with a leisurely walk. Tune out the troubles that clouded your mind. Even a few moments dedicated to deep, slow breaths can restore your balance. Find solace in meditation or allow yourself a rejuvenating nap. It's essential to silence that ego-driven operating system which incessantly predicts a future filled with troubles. Even a brief respite can help you regain control, shifting your focus towards what you truly desire instead of dwelling on unwanted outcomes. It might not happen instantaneously, but with practice, you could steer your thoughts and predictions in the direction you yearned for. Consider this. Everything you desired, be it wealth, health, relationships, material possessions, stemmed from the belief that they would bring greater happiness. It all came down to the pursuit of fun and enjoyment. In alignment with Newton's third law, which states that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, when you radiated happiness, you attracted more joyous thoughts and experiences. Conversely, when you projected pessimism and negativity, that is precisely what you received in return. Now let's delve a little deeper. Thoughts possessed the remarkable ability to shape physical forms. When you direct positive and loving thoughts towards a water molecule, it transformed into exquisite snowflake-like patterns. Beautiful. However, when angry thoughts prevailed, no beautiful results were generated. It's more like chaos, disorder. Imagine yourself brimming with happiness and appreciation for the wonderful life you have. Like a magnet, you will attract the very manifestations that promise greater joy and fulfillment. Conversely, if worry and pessimism fill your heart and mind, the water molecules of your existence will remain devoid of beautiful shapes. This concept was easy to understand in theory, but challenging to fully embrace. We often found ourselves entangled in the web of past and present experiences, making it difficult to simply disregard them and alter the narrative. After all, we lived in a world where the majority believed in seeing it to believe it. The problem was that without changing our thoughts, we could never invite anything new into our lives. Albert Einstein eloquently expressed the truth: insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Escaping this trap proved arduous. We had spent a lifetime defining our identities, creating a fixed image of who we believed ourselves to be. Waking up one morning and deciding to perceive the world differently seemed nearly impossible, unless we suddenly suffered from amnesia, maybe. While such a reset for our biocomputer brain might offer a fresh start and a chance to shape a completely new narrative, it would also entail forfeiting the benefits of our life experiences, including the troublesome fear and worry programs that held us back. Many of us, including myself, who embarked on the path of intentional reality design, easily became disheartened or frustrated when we stumbled and reverted to pessimistic thinking. It's why it's essential to view this journey as a quest, an adventure. When our thoughts veer off course and we find ourselves in an undesired place, we need to take a couple of deep breaths. Realign ourselves and use our emotional compass to navigate back onto the path of better feelings, where we truly want to be. In the grand tapestry of life, the pursuit of happiness is both a simple path and a profound adventure waiting to unfold.